Hey guys, this is Randy
and Jason,
and we are Soul Chat. What we're going to do before I go into what we are and what we hope to accomplish, I'm going to start with a couple of questions, or we are going to start with a couple of questions rather, and hopefully that will give you everything that you need to know about what you can expect from us in the future and now. So if you don't care, I'm going to go ahead and begin.
Please.
All right. So let's begin with a brief description of who you are and what our listeners can expect from you, my love.
Okay, who am I? I am Jay, or J9, and I am a person who is constantly seeking more for spirituality. Spirituality has been my main driving force, purpose, as you could say, probably since the age of 12. I used to want to become a preacher or a minister, but I've always wanted to learn about different religions. I've studied numerous, from ancient, old, to current, new age, and what you can expect from me is a lot of research and a lot of knowledge, a lot, probably from the age of 12, and a lot of experiences that I have. So if any of those experiences or knowledges that could help answer a question that one may have or help someone, I will be more than glad to share that.
So 12.
12.
That is young.
Yes, it is.
We most of us were playing with Barbie dolls and G.I. Joes back in them days.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, my mom, she always said, I'm not going to force you to go to church. If you decide you want to, that's on you. My mom is Christian.
And his mother is awesome, so that y'all know.
And so when I was 12 years old, I asked to go to church, and so I went with a family friend. They took me to a church, and I was excited. I was like, this is all I was, and then I had an experience where something didn't make sense to me, and so I asked the preacher of that church a question, and they couldn't answer it. And then when I didn't accept that, and basically called them out for it, that kind of got asked to leave, so I kind of knew then that wasn't it. But I went on to other churches, and it was the same. I just kind of knew at age 12 that Christianity per se was not my, it didn't make sense to me. So I started exploring.
So that is originally what led you here.
Yes.
Was that preacher? So thank you, preacher man. Yep. All right. You want to go?
Yes. Yes. Okay, so, I'll ask you the same question, Randy.
All right.
Will you tell us a little bit about yourself and what our listeners can expect from you?
I am an ever-changing, ever-learning soul here, facing the same life and the same heartache and troubles and trials that we all are.
Right.
I try to experience mine a little differently, or rather have the outcome be a little different, I am what you hear in your case, listeners. I'm don't bullshit. I ask questions. And if it don't make sense, I'm going to call you on it. As far as expectations from me, oh Lord, I'm going to surprise myself, I'm sure, in these expectations. So, stick around and let's both be surprised.
There we go. Good answer.
All right. So, my J9.
Your turn.
So, we started Soul Chat in the hope of finding other people who, like us, have questions.
Right.
What are some examples or an example of a question that you are hoping to have answered?
That is a good one, Randy.
Ding, ding.
Making me think already, which is the whole point of this.
Yes, it is.
What I'd like to have answered is,
or at least dabbled on.
Yeah. Really, I would like, because I have researched just the belief systems, and I would like to hear people's experiences. So if a person is from a certain belief system, say Christianity or Buddhist or whatever, I would like to hear their personal experiences and what they believe and what they went through, not just a whole general and broad, because
that's how we connect, is on personal.
Yes. Yeah. And and I can read about a certain belief system all day long, but I'd like to hear other people's, their experiences and how it helped them and how it changed them, because it might open my eyes to.
That is awesome. Yeah, that is something I definitely would look forward to too. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, and so now, Randy, we have talked a lot about different subjects, including religion, philosophy, life in general. Topic is way out there, way down there. Do you feel that since we have been friends and have our conversations, do you feel that you have grown? And if so, can you tell us how?
Where do I begin? Well, I will save that for another day, and we have many podcasts to come, so we can save all that for that. But I would like to say that I have grown immensely from a random person who did not buy into the esoteric or the occult or anything outside of the Bible plainly states. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it wasn't taught to me or told to me as I was growing up, then it really had no interest in or to me. And nobody could make me interested in it until me and Jason met, and then, oh Lord, that was a long time ago.
Quite a few years ago.
And he had different beliefs. I mean, all the way around the world, different beliefs from mine. But yet, he presented them in a very interesting way. So, from that little Christian girl to here I am now, 4 or 5 years later, at the very tip of my awakening, which I never thought I would say in my life. Had my own experiences. Jason was there.
Yes, I was. It was quite fabulous.
Yeah. Okay, let me get back to your question.
Have you changed?
Yes. Okay, answer that one. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I did it all, so there you go.
Yeah, you did. Okay, yep.
Yay.
I have seen personally your growth from the part when I first met you, not just in your belief system, but just as a person.
And life has a lot to do with that.
Yeah, I see the maturity, you've matured so much in all kinds of areas, and you have changed completely.
Got rid of negative people.
Yes, and me and Randy will tell you, when we first met, we would never thought in a million years we would be friends. Mm-mm. Or be friends like we are. But it happens for a reason, and I'm hoping that it will help it happen with other people.
Yes,
to help us with us.
We're calling you. All right, so Jay, the world is getting worse and worse every day.
Yep.
Do you still have faith in humanity? Are we talking to a whole bunch of nothing out there?
Yeah. Well, I've always been. I try to see the good in almost everything. I still do believe there is still good in humanity. I do believe that humanity has went off course a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think we were talking earlier. I remember back as a kid when we only got three channels on TV, and the news would come on, and as a family we would hear so-and-so's house burnt down or something tragic happened, and we would all feel bad, and we would all get together as a community and go help them. Mm-hmm. You know, and
it
then
seems like that's lost.
Yeah, and then I even told you, sometimes I'll go through news or on Facebook and I'll see something that I really should be concerned with, but it's I'm so numb to it now, it doesn't affect me whatsoever.
And that's not good. No, it's not.
Humanity.
The shock factor of tragedy is no longer there.
Yes.
It's expected almost.
Right. Yes. And so I want to believe the good in humanity, and I still believe that there is good in humanity. I just believe we have to get back on track and focus to what should truly matter and to help humanity evolve in peace. And we all should be able to live happy and in peace, and we all should be allowed to be who we are and not cause harm to anybody.
Right. So. Which goes to explain, in the beginning I said, these questions I hope give answers as to who we are and what we're doing. Right. And that was a perfect example of what we are trying to do. We are trying to bring everybody's awareness back to the bigger picture, your self and your actions.
Yes.
All right.
Very, 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 very good. So do you feel that our souls are in us? Do they have specific purposes or potentials? If so, explain.
I believe the soul comes here with a plan of advancing, a plan of experiencing things, feelings, situations that they haven't, yet. And a lot of those experiences have to come through pain, through tragedy, as we've talked. So yes, I do feel that every soul here is on a specific purpose, plan, journey, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that soul is still on that journey, mm-hmm. with all of today's distractions, I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to think that.
But I think hopefully, our souls have, instead of evolving as we originally planned, I really do believe we're backtracking.
As do I. It's like, I think we have come a long way, but I still think we should be far way more advanced, mm-hmm. into, we're still having issues with race and people's sexuality and things that should not matter, that's not causing harm to nobody, and we're still focusing on that instead of people going hungry or homeless people, right. or people who need mental health issues, you know.
Good question. All right, so yeah. For you, I have, mm-hmm. there are so many, just like yours, there are so many topics we have discussed, and some of those included psychic gifts.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of yourself, I know, okay. Y'all have no idea how this, whoo, tarot, that's his thing.
Yeah.
Made me a true believer. Mm-hmm. Do you believe universal gifts are important for soul growth?
I don't know if they are important for soul growth. I do believe that we all have our own unique gifts,
right.
and abilities.
If we all have them, mm-hmm. why?
And I think that we are here, which if you can tap into that gift or ability and use it for the common good, mm-hmm. for an example, mine, as I said, tarot. Mm-hmm. Before, you know, being pagan divination, there's tarot and all kind. I've always known tarot from the very first tarot deck, which I got from Miss Cleo.
Cleo.
You know, I picked up the cards, and even to this day, I don't read tarot the way normal people read them. I don't interpret the cards as the book, you know.
You don't. You're truly gifted. You really are.
I use that, and I use that to try to help people. Like, say with reading, yes, when I first met her, you know, she would come, and I would give her readings to help guide her in certain situations.
And I was a non-believer.
Yeah, Randy was like, oh no, I call bullshit on that, you know. And I was like, but the way I do feel is that we do have a gift that is beyond your explanation, that you do know, that comes, for me, has to come from some kind of divine influence. Mm-hmm. I do not ever abuse that. There are certain rules that I go by and certain ethics, and I don't break them for anybody or anything. Mm-hmm. And like I told Randy, I want you to learn by my actions and what I do, you know. And through that, she was able to believe, and hopefully have helped her do much better.
Yeah, you knowing stuff. Things that you shouldn't have known is what made me believe.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest.
From over the years, I have done, like I said, my basis.
And the fact that you don't put yourself out there for money, you really don't.
No, I don't.
He does. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't go out here looking for it.
No, and I don't use my gifts to like pry or explore. Mm-hmm. It's like if a person really truly comes to me wanting help, I use that gift. You know, because sometimes Randy would ask me a question or want to know from the tarot.
Still not be given the answer.
but what she was asking me or saying was not what she's really wanting to know. And it's like, I knew what she's really wanting to know, and I would always give what she needs or wanting to know. Mm-hmm. I use that to help people. I feel that those gifts can be used for manipulations and for the bad. But once you do that, that's evil. That's not. You're misusing a gift that comes from something greater and beyond. And to me, I'm not.
So, do you believe that the gifts were obtained at a certain level of soul growth?
It has, because I never studied tarot. Like, when I get a tarot deck, I'll read through the books to see what they say. Mm-hmm. But even like,
so my souls don't.
I don't know. I think I feel like
it's too much for a new soul. They're so overwhelmed with human life.
Yeah, but Miss Randy here, she's opening up to her gifts as well. Yeah. And I'm helping her to look, and it's like we all have our own gifts and things. And at first, it's either A, believing them, and two, trusting them.
Mm-hmm. Harder than it sounds.
Yes, and those gifts that are hard, you know, they're hard because you respect them more to help more. Mm-hmm. And that's all I ever want to do is help people out, to help people grow and journey, because I have been on this journey for a long time, and I can tell you I still get goosebumps, and it makes me like
And anything that gives you goosebumps, you know is real.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And
you can't doubt it.
Mm-mm. And it makes me feel good. And it's like, I guess for like if you eat a most spiritual prayer with you, they feel in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. It's like, I feel that, but from a divine thing, it's like, and I think everybody has that. Mm-hmm. You just have to learn how to tap into that awaken.
So. Awesome.
Yep. Okay, Randy.
Yes.
So, well, we have dibble-dabbled about a little bit about your gifts and your interests. You're really into astrology, which has helped me quite a bit. Could you give our listeners a bit of advice or some insight about discovering their some kind of soul purpose for themselves or a belief in order to aid them in their own evolution or journey?
Wow, kudos to you. That is a really, really good question.
Yeah.
Wasn't prepped for this one.
Surprise!
That answer is so vast. Give the listeners some advice or insight. Okay, if I was going to give anyone any advice about discovering their soul purpose, it would be to start with living like a soul with a body.
Yes. Yep.
When you start becoming more consciously aware of who you truly are, and you are truly a soul, and about using that body just as a vessel to get through these experiences and lessons in life that I believe you must learn, mm-hmm. then it will become more aware to you. I don't believe any of us has one particular soul path.
Right.
I think there are so many. Mm-hmm. And our choices in life, you know, change the certain paths that we take.
Yep.
But if you do, and if you're into astrology and all of that, it surprised me so much when I first got into it because it is so much more than your newspaper Sunday sun sign.
Let me tell you, before I've been reading, I always just kind of not. I just didn't really pay. I didn't really give astrology any kind of credit. I thought it was only the horoscopes and newspaper. And I was like, eh, because I really didn't. And then she started studying it, and I started reading over it, and I was like, oh no, that's too much.
It's definitely a deep study to engage in.
And but for her, it was like, you know, and I was actually shocked, no offense to her, but it's like she gets bored very easily, and she likes this, but she stayed on it, and I mean, she's still to this day. And she just keeps
getting
better. Because
it feels right,
like
you said, the goosebumps.
Yep.
And it started just me trying to prove it wrong. I tried to find a flaw in it, but I kept getting instances where it was just eerily correct on certain dates and stuff, and okay then.
So so in finding that, it helps you on a whole course of
becoming aware of certain aspects of yourself. Yep. But that would be my advice, is become aware of who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start living that way, everything changes. I know it has for me.
Yes, and for me as well. That's very good advice. So, you know, if you start who you really are and your relationship to how we are versus anything else, and
perspective of something mm-hmm. can be an entire night or day of a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The way you look at something. When I changed the way I looked at myself,
mm-hmm.
my whole life, I'm not saying it got easier by no means, but it did change my perspective on how I would get through those trials.
Right.
And that has led me to becoming more aware of my soul purpose.
I think you have definitely discovered some strengths and qualities that you was not unaware of that you can use to your ability now. And you're, you know, and I say that a lot. And you have helped me confront a lot of my weaknesses and some of my inner strengths that I was unaware of, and some of my strengths that I was aware of, but just I felt like I was, you know, couldn't use them, and you helped me bring that
and vice versa.
And I think we both have grown tremendously, which is why we want to start this soul chat.
Yes.
Both of us, two of us, can evolve in such a quick time, and we are both stubborn and skeptical. Surely, you know,
we know there's more of y'all out there. Mm-hmm. We know there are.
And I will always want to continue to learn and grow. And I think we always will always be a student and be teachers to those who needs to be taught.
All right. So is that, let's see, do I have another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I
yes,
do.
You do.
All right. So for our next show, mm-hmm. what do you want to share? What are your plans to talk about? Like, what areas would you like to venture into for our very first in-depth soul Oh my God, I forgot the name of our own show.
Soul Chat.
What would you like to share with Lord have mercy? See what I mean?
Okay, you're guaranteed a good time, I promise. For our next show, I would like to...
Would you like to dive headfirst into something?
I would. I would like to dive into maybe perhaps like reincarnation and how that and our experiences with that and our soul's remembrances and how that helps us grow in this lifetime.
Yeah, there's a lot of different opinions on reincarnation. That's a very, very interesting topic, and I love that topic.
Yes, because I think that would be because initially, because once you if you can understand, or if you don't, you understand about reincarnation, you know, it helps explain a lot.
Think it does. Y'all might not agree.
Yep.
But then that's why you come to us.
Yes. And feel free to punch holes in our theories. Talk to us. You know, we're not afraid. We stand by what we believe in, but we're not so hardcore that we're not. If you come to us a logical way that makes sense,
we are so not here to tell you that we have the answers to anything, because I promise you we don't.
No.
We have got theories that make sense in our heads. That's it.
Yep. We have our own personal experiences and that's it.
Yes. And so we here in the near future we will so have a way for communication lines to be open. Mm-hmm. That way we can get a hold of you, or we can, you know, answer your questions. You can answer ours. Mm-hmm. I would love to see this take off in a huge way. I really, really would. In the meantime, I would like to challenge everyone listening to go do a good deed a day.
Oh, very good. I like that as well. Pay
don't
it forward.
Expect
do
any,
a good
right,
deed.
Don't expect anything else in the room. Just do it, and you would be so surprised how good it makes you feel.
It doesn't have to be a big, grand gesture. Just something simple.
Put your phones down. Mm-hmm. Go talk to your neighbor. Go help the lady with the groceries. You know, whatever, anywhere. Yep. And if for no other reason, good karma will come to you.
Exactly. And
do it for karma.
I like that, right? That's very good. And I suppose that. And then hopefully in our next set, we'll get more in depth into about reincarnation. And then we can get into other...
God only knows where our conversations go.
Yeah, you'll be surprised, but you will hear. If you continue listening to our podcast, you might be like, oh, sweet Jesus, what the
heck? Oh, yes, honey.
But give us time,
so
and we
go.
But we will come around, and usually, to us, it's like, oh, but...
Yeah, y'all will be at home having your own minds blown, and won't believe it.
Yeah.
And we will also present you with the challenges... That we will accept that challenge, and we will also tell you our good deed that we've done.
We will, and we're welcome to, if you want to give us a challenge, a reasonable that we can do.
Yeah, in good nature, fun.
Yes, because we do want to. We're on our path to better ourselves, and we want to help other people better themselves as well. So let's do it together, and that's a good idea.
Yes,
like
and we're working on our Facebook page. We will have that up and running by the end of the You won't be listening to this today, but either way, you'll hear about the address on our next show.
And hopefully pretty soon a YouTube channel, hopefully.
And you can see our pretty faces.
Yes.
In the meantime, we love you.
Yes.
Stay aware, stay awakened, and blessed be.
May blessings, and live life happy and be prosperous.